Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday,
birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me.
Alex. It's Alex's birthday.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
I am so happy to be alive.
I thought you were going to say how old you were, but
I was actually. Wow, you read my mind. And then I was like, don't say it. Yeah, no.
You don't want to say it?
No, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool because I'm 28 and we're recording this on 2/8. So isn't that
neat? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Did you guys know that the people that wrote the happy birthday song are from Louisville? If we're spouting off interesting facts.
How did you get that fact, Alex? Did I tell it to you like 10 minutes
no,
ago?
No. I research constantly.
You knew?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't. You told me. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Knowledge. That's another fun fact. Yeah. This is just a...
This is Top Model Rewind. Facts. Yeah.
Wow, we are still not good at intros.
Nope.
It's been
intros are hard.
2 years and we're still terrible at intros.
We'll get there.
That's why we usually like keep it simple and we're just like,
we just
hi,
say
I'm Alex,
birthday.
I'm Danielle. Mm-hmm.
And if you throw anything in there, like a happy birthday song, it all goes out the window. You don't know what we are anymore.
You totally scrambled my mind.
I know, like... I derailed it. but that's okay. That's okay. We're here to talk Top Model.
Yes. Oh my God. Love that song.
I totally forgot why it was so good. And it's because the she's a top model, top model.
Top model. Yeah.
That's the part.
That part.
So good.
Well, I always forget about that part. So
yes.
When it happened
this episode,
I was like, oh, what is this fanciness? This
I was song. Like, oh, that's why this song is like funny. Cause I laughed out loud when I heard it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
And I feel like we've talked about this before, but someone reminded me on Instagram that Stacey Ann's like longtime boyfriend was the one that wrote that song.
Oh my God.
So now we know.
Okay.
You know, why maybe it came into existence and why there's a sad Top Model song at the end of the episode.
Alrighty. Well, I'm glad that it happened. So
yeah, very grateful for that. So this episode, your birthday episode,
yes.
is
God bless.
Very centered around Kara. This is where Kara kind of like shows
yes.
mm-hmm. her colors, you know.
She does. We get to know her
like
a little bit.
Not in a good way.
No, not really. No.
It's like she had said some like little things here mm-hmm. and there that weren't so great about Nicole, but this episode she just kind of like
got
they really
it.
Focused on what yeah. she was saying. I'm not sure if she like said them like during this week, but they definitely played it up this week for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember. I honestly don't remember any of the little tiffs that happened this season, except for how Kara treated Nicole. Like,
yeah, same.
I definitely remember. Really disliking.
It's because
that.
It was that
really disliking.
You know, it's the beauty of passive aggression, like that. Just like that thick, like I talk shit about this person. Like,
yeah,
I tell them I don't like them with my eyes.
Yeah, I guess it just I don't know what it was. It's probably more of like a personal thing, honestly, mm-hmm. where I'm just like kind of identified with Nicole. So, Kara
sure.
being
feels like
Nicole,
we're being attacked. A bit.
Yeah, I was yeah. like, hey, I'm weird. Like, Nicole, what do you got to say about me, Kara?
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with not understanding social interactions
yeah.
at all. Yeah, there's nothing
talking
wrong
talking like
with
a
that.
Stoner or whatever. That's
whatever.
Nothing.
It's the inflection
cool.
of her voice and she can't change it. So
yeah, even though she was like, I got to work on that. And then she was also like,
can't change
I don't know. I don't think I can do that, but I got to work on it. I thought that was, I mean, a weird, I don't know if Kara specifically was very anti-Nicole's voice, but like, Kara also kind of has a monotone voice, so that made
yeah,
me even
does.
More like kind of confused.
Yeah,
but
she'd be identifying.
Yeah, but she was. What I don't really like about it,
mm-hmm.
and remember so well, is just the fact that she's just so grossed out, or really
yeah.
just hates people being
it,
like slightly.
It is
off.
Just. Yes, it's just this like I hate that she's awkward. The yeah. line when she was like she just makes a fool out of herself every 5 minutes. I just like I'm on the opposite side where I'm like I hate people that hate that. Like that are like actively mm-hmm. upset by something like that. Like it's hard. Come on. We're all human beings. Like some people are more comfortable with themselves so they're not as worried about being embarrassed. Like And Kara, they bring up her confidence a couple times in this episode, mostly a 5'6 model at the end that I can't remember the name of, but she's nice.
The guest judge, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel
it's just... Joanna Major or something?
Yeah, it's that high school mean girl insecure energy of like, oh my God, you're so weird. Like,
yeah,
and it's just like, I'm like...
High school bully.
Court. You're weird. Like...
Yeah, everyone's weird, okay, Kara? Everyone's a little weird.
Yeah, like, grow up. Yeah.
And it's just like, she treats them as moral failings, though.
Yes, is
the thing.
It's so bizarre.
Like, it's a, like, you're a bad person if you're awkward. And it's like, no, you're just, and awkward. Nicole's really cool, too. Like, she's artistic and, like, she has all these things that make her interesting. And then just to be like, oh, but she's weird and totally write her off.
Yeah.
Is so frustrating. It's like,
very bizarre. Yeah.
Maybe she's actually the coolest person here.
Like, I think she might be too. But
she has a wheelbarrow at school. Come on. That's weird. That's interesting.
Unique. Okay.
Yeah.
She's not weird. But no, I hate that energy of just like, ugh.
The other thing is that Kara says she hates literally everyone in the house besides Jennifer.
I was like, and I'm
okay, Nicole, I could see you not. I could see some people not vibing with, but the other people in the house,
yeah.
I was like, this is the most like normal group of models we've had in a really long time. Like just like normal people, normal personalities. And to say like you don't like any of them, I'm just like, what is going on? What do you not like about them? I'm so confused.
I guess she doesn't like specifically say that she doesn't like them. She says she keeps her distance. But I don't know. Maybe she's afraid of getting caught up or something. But
she was kind of like, I don't want to be any of their friends. Like, I don't.
Not interested.
I feel like she just didn't connect with anyone except for Jennifer.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, what about Jennifer is so different? Like, Jennifer also seems very normal and not different than anyone else.
Yeah, she's probably just a very agreeable person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or just like doesn't, I don't know, argue. I feel like that's
just kind of laughing along with like what Kara would say about Nicole. Like, she wasn't like jumping in and agreeing, but she was like laughing about it.
Right, right.
So, yeah, maybe Kara liked that she didn't really
fight it.
Respond past like laughing, which you know, I guess I would see as like a positive reinforcement.
It's an approval.
Me talking shit. But yeah, I just bizarre, and I really hated how they like had Kara at the beginning saying these things, and then later on tried to like spotlight her anymore. I was like, no, I don't want to hear about her anymore.
No.
After that, I don't. She should just disappear. I don't want to see her in my edit at all.
No, thank you. I definitely don't feel bad for her at all. So,
She can't be my commentator. I don't want Kara as my commentator. I want someone else.
We're not relating to Kara. Yeah, that. I guess that's what I remember about Kara the most is just that I was like me.
Yeah.
I was like, weird people are so much fun. Like, I don't. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it. Like, being weird is kind of cool. Yeah. But this was before the world normalized being weird. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, maybe feel like
this was like
it's
in
the internet
era.
Man,
yes,
yeah,
it's the internet.
It's like with the internet, you see many people doing so many different things and you feel more comfortable, I think.
Oh yeah,
being outside of, you know, the mainstream. And also you're gonna find a community online if you can't find it in life in your small town or whatever. So
yeah,
I do think there's some truth to that. You know,
for sure.
Anyway, so the teach, just to go to that, is this Jabberwocky's dance situation.
I was like, I was just like, I remember the Jabberwockies.
Do you remember them from this show or do you just remember them from culture in general?
I watched that season of America's Best Dance Crew. I watched
America's
Best
Dance
Crew.
I was about to ask you if you had ever seen it because I never watched it. So
how do you think I was blessed with these moves?
I should have known.
I don't know if you remember a workshop when I was a junior in high school. I actually don't know if you came to that or not, where we did like a workshop in the auditorium. It was like a dance workshop. Just saying.
I don't think I do not think I would have come to that. I think I would have avoided that at all costs.
I mean, Spencer came. So well, oh, a name dropped. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
He listens. I know it. But yeah, definitely. No. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember the Broadway dancer being like, "You have a natural rhythm." And I was like, "Oh,
wow, that
it's from all the seasons of America's Best Dance Crew that I've seen."
Of course. Yeah. But what else would give you those that talent?
Yes.
Do you, I didn't realize you were good. I know you can do
the worm. I can do the worm. I can't.
Is that what you did to impress this Broadway dancer?
No. I remembered the choreograph, unlike my ability to memorize lines. So
got a big brain. That's what's up.
Big old brain.
Brain.
I'm a visual learner.
Dance moves.
Visual learner.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard because when we did tap in a theater, there's so many moves and it took a really long time to memorize.
That was hard.
Those.
You had a hard thing to do there. Yeah.
Were you in Singing in the Rain when we did the tap number at the beginning?
Was I in Singing in the Rain?
I think you were in it.
Yeah, I was. I remember now.
You had to learn that huge tap number that was just went on and on for like 10 minutes.
I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, you have this natural rhythm. Of course you liked it. But that for me was torture. So you don't even realize how hard that was probably because of your innate
My natural.
Yes. I need to see your moves more.
Thank you.
I need to study them, up on them a little bit.
I only do the worm now, but yeah.
Well, okay, so the America's Best Dance Crew, ABC. You watched it. They were fantastic, I'm assuming, on that show. I mean, they won. So.
They were awesome. I remember being like, oh, yeah, they got masks on and stuff. Like, I was like,
did you get to see them without their masks?
No. They did. No, they had their mask. It was their whole shtick the whole time. Never saw them. They were just all blending together. You didn't know who was who. That was really neat. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they like talk though, or did they just mime like they did in this episode?
That's actually a good question because I don't remember
seeing
their faces, but maybe they lifted their masks after they were done dancing, but
just to like talk a little bit.
Maybe, but I don't know that they did.
I don't think they would need to because you saw them on this episode. They were kind of miming their emotions like the entire time.
See, yes, they don't need to. They express themselves without words.
Through their body.
They're all mute. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I remember them, but I was like, do I remember them from the show or do I remember them just from, you know, being a thing around that time?
I vividly remember
them from other things.
Watching it on cable in my parents'
living
room when I was a child. So I definitely watched that season. I think I watched another season too, but it wasn't a good show.
It's not around anymore. So.
Bit of a flop, that one. Yeah.
not as good as So You Think You Can Dance, obviously. But yeah, I think I kind of remember them. Although I was like, they have to be the most famous dance crew because I literally know zero dance crews besides the Jabberwockies.
That's the only one.
They were a pretty big deal, I think. You know who else really loves them, though?
Who?
Lil Mama.
Oh my God.
Loves the Jabberwockies.
She's like, these are my guys right here. That's how she said it.
She was pumped about the Jabberwockies.
She was.
Like, the entire time. Like, when they were dancing and she was in the audience, she was having the best time.
She loved it when they demoed. She loved it when they performed. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, look, you're happy. Yeah.
She was really good. Lil Mama was. Mm-hmm. I thought her delivery was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And this, I was like, she was made for this. She was made to host
and judge. Do it.
Be an actress because she like the way she was delivering her lines, the drama, the theatrics, like the way she would like
beautiful.
It was. She's
so natural.
She's really working. She earned whatever paycheck they gave her for this. She really did.
Probably plus some. Yeah.
And yeah, so I enjoyed. I was like, this is star power right here. We have Benny Ninja, Lil Mama, and the Jabberwockies.
And
I
totally forgot about this until the Jabberwockies came out, and then I was like, I remember this challenge. And the scary, scary Nicole that we get from it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is not Nicole's week. I remember now. Yeah.
Well, the weird thing about this season is they make them dance twice. Like,
oh, come
there are
on.
Two challenges in which they dance. I'm
That's
like,
rude.
This is not fair.
That's
like,
rude. Yeah.
Too much dancing. I mean, no. In general, this show has too much dancing on it.
Yes.
Like, for being a modeling competition. But twice in a season, like, yeah, that's just even more cruel. Yeah.
Especially for not a markedly great crew of dancers here. Ashley
no.
is a dancer. That's the only one.
Is an actual
one.
Dancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has a natural rhythm, as some would say.
I would have killed it.
You probably would have. Now that I know your secret superpower, you probably would
flash
have.
Flash mobs.
Yeah. Or at least you would have at least been a way better student for Ashley than Nicole
possibly,
and Aaron.
Possibly. That's okay. Aaron,
so
they were misleading with Aaron, I think, because later
that she
when
wasn't actually good.
Yeah, later. Like when they're doing the hula challenge in Hawaii, Aaron's like, I'm a cheerleader. I understand timing and choreography.
Yeah.
So I feel like they were just trying to single out like Ashley more, mm-hmm. like highlight more that she
failed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or she was stuck with like people who weren't good.
But you could hear Ashley and Aaron both giving Nicole shit. Like, you gotta get it.
Yeah, it was really Nicole that was struggling the most, for sure. She was just like in the corner, clueless.
I loved it when
arms
she went,
her side.
I forget things very easily. And I was like, same. Yeah.
Except for dancing.
Yes.
For you. But I another thing that I identify with Nicole is like, I have goldfish brain for sure. Like very bad short-term memory. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I also would have been like her. That panic moment where you have to like cram a bunch of knowledge into your brain and like figure something out in an hour. Ugh.
Overwhelming. Yeah.
Forget everything immediately. So I felt for her.
Yeah. And you know how you look and you feel when you can't remember the dance moves and your feet are just moving a little too fast and you're like trying to catch up to where people are and you don't know.
Start skipping moves. Uh-huh. You're just I've done that.
Yeah, all same. Yeah.
And I felt like people were the group one who did a good job. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they were talking about how simplistic Ashley's choreographed dance was. But I was like, I think she might have tailored it to the skill level of the people in her group.
This was not Ashley's fault. The last thing we need to do is blame Ashley for this. This is not fair. She was just trying to meet people where they were at, and it was hard because they were at zero and they weren't getting anywhere else.
I honestly think that she like came off maybe as more of a teacher here and that she was like, okay, like she probably has experience teaching dance. I feel like a lot of dancers do.
Yeah.
And she probably was like in teacher mode and was like, okay, how do I like teach a dance that will,
it's
that
like she was,
my students can handle.
Right. She was like, how do we do rookie basics in this dance?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not really what they're looking for. They're just looking for the emotion, the drama.
Something.
They really, I don't think they cared at all if it was like, they said they cared if it was dance, but I don't know. They were kind of pick and choosy about that.
They also got dinged for being like just acting out scenes though, which apparently was not kosher.
I don't think they actually got dinged for it. I think Kara just
talked about it.
Yeah, Kara was just like, they're just acting out scenes. Wasn't even dancing.
I mean, I don't know if I feel like Ashley got kind of
shit on,
called out or not. Yeah, like the judges, Benny Ninja and everyone kind of said some not nice things about her performance maybe. Or maybe she was just talking about the dance in general. So I feel like she was offended at one point when they were giving them feedback. I don't think they were insulting her. I feel like they were insulting the group. Like as a whole.
I agree. She took it very personally what happened. And I don't know.
Well, I would too. If it's like, this is what I do. You know how it is.
Yeah.
It's like this thing. And then you get like, you think it's your time to shine. And then you get feedback that's not great. And you're like, oh God, like this is my thing. Like I think I would feel similarly in that situation.
I guess I very quickly write things off in a group project. I'm like, it's already an F. I don't care. Like it's not my fault. It's not their fault. It's an F. Sorry. Like
I don't usually like blame specific people in the group. I just kind of like write off as a group failure. Exactly. I'm like, okay, we all played a part in this being bad.
It feels much better to share with everyone and just be like, ah, you know.
What can you
do?
Next
time, like, we weren't the right team, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, there was a breakdown in communication. Like, I don't know.
This person wanted to do everything, so I let them. So.
Yeah, true. But I mean, at least Ashley, this episode, I really, really liked Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I kind of went, you know, there was the whole, like,
there's been a walk back. Yeah.
Yeah. That just feel like last week I was starting to like warm up to her. Just like, I was like, oh, she's just like a normal everyday person. But this episode I was like, okay, I just really like her energy actually. Yep. Like she has a really good energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is that she, when something happens to her, she doesn't like blame everyone else though. Like she definitely, she could have, I think, if Kara had been in this situation, Kara would have been like,
it would have been Nicole's fault.
Nicole's so stupid that she did such a terrible job and that's why we lost. But Ashley was just like, oh, we did a bad job. Like, what?
Like, she was just like, I failed. Yeah. It was like, sad. Mm-hmm.
She has a good attitude about it. Like, I mean, it's kind of,
well, it's not that internalizes it's a little. It's not a good attitude to be like, so get hard down on yourself.
On yourself.
But it's also, I feel like, more important to be self-aware than it is to just never acknowledge your responsibility in something. It's just an ownership thing, like owning yourself and all that. So yeah, while I don't like that she's being hard on herself, I got a little sticker here on my laptop that says, did I hear negative self-talk? Please don't do that. So that's what I would say to Ashley.
To Ashley.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sweet. Well, she does it with a smile on her face.
She does. It's weird. It's like, I'm strong and I'm positive, but I suck. I sucked at
this. It is a kind of a weird energy. Like, it's a pleasant energy, but it's like, it's a little odd. Like, I'm just like, you're smiling, but you're saying stuff that's kind of rough
on
yourself.
Proud energy. You know, it's like I own this, I'm dealing with it, and then they're going to tell people that I kept going. So,
I really liked Ashley this episode. Mm-hmm. I do feel like she was kind of screwed over by having Nicole in her group, as much as I love Nicole. Like, that did not help her chances at all. And like we said, the scary Nicole move at the end where she stares down.
I love
Ninja.
To think Ashley was like, Nicole, and then just try to look at everybody kind of angry. And Nicole was like, got it.
I didn't even know. I was like, did she accidentally stumble in front of them?
Yeah,
them
it
kind of
looked like an accident. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like it was this just like she tried to turn it around by staring everyone down. And
they tried so hard to give her no dance moves to do. Like, they tried. And she did not do a good job.
Like, she was dancing. Wasn't she dancing things like when she was teaching them, like, she was having them do the thing where you, like, take both of your arms, your hands, and you, like, kind of point them. It's like serving. Is that what it's called?
Oh, that serving dance move? That palms serving to dance your move? Face and you're like,
you move them up and down. Yeah, it's very, like, middle school.
Yes.
If you can't dance at a high school or middle school dance, just do that.
She also
that's
did
what
the
she
cabbage
was teaching
patch.
Them.
Yeah,
the cabbage patch. I was like, these are just elementary school or
she
middle
did,
school
yeah.
dance moves.
Yeah, I liked the. Did they say "Hey, girl, hey" in the beginning?
They
hey girl,
were.
Hey, I think that's what happened.
They were talking too much. I was like, this is not about talking or going woo. Like, please don't. Please
Non-verbal.
Don't woo.
Nonverbal.
The Jabberwockies would never woo.
The Jabberwockies would never do something like this. They would never speak.
It's all about expressing it through the body. All about it.
Respect.
Okay, so the team that wins, like I said, I thought they were pretty good. It was, even though I didn't want to like them because Kara was on it, it was Jennifer, Kara, and Ray.
They were good. Very cohesive.
But yeah, they did a decent job. And they won $7,000 worth of jewelry.
Woo!
So.
Yeah. Although I will say I liked Britney's group. I thought they did okay. I liked the double dutch thing, but I get that it wasn't really dancing.
I liked Britney's breathing. Or no,
that was
awesome. They all did the breathing thing, and that was cool. And then Whitney kind of like, or Whitney, Britney kind of bent over at one point, very elegantly. And I was like, ooh, she's kind of good.
The ending move was very artistic, I thought, too, where Sunday swings a punch and like goes over the head and then comes around. Yeah. I was like, that's actually
And that's
very...
when Brittany like ducks, right? Or she like... She
that's where she does the swervy move.
Yes, that was good. I thought that, I liked that.
Honestly, I just thought they were the best. Like, because it was so like... It was more artistic than the others, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yes. Although Jen and Ray and Kara had that nice little trust fall, which isn't that... That's not sad, is it? Like...
I wouldn't say a trust fall is sad. No.
Yeah, they caught you. It's not sad.
They wanted to give a little bit of hope, I think, to their performance, which is also very lovely. So.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Didn't see a lot of that out there.
Mm-hmm. So that was the Jabberwocky's dance crew challenge. Very fun. It was weird that like they brought out Benny Ninja and did not use him very well. You know what I mean?
They were just like movement. Who do we have? Come show little mama. Come show her how to host an episode, and maybe she'll come back. But we're not gonna send one of us to do it.
I'm mad that little mama has not come back.
She's awesome.
Because I really enjoyed her.
They didn't pay her enough.
I need to see if she's done much hosting after this. Honestly, maybe she should be hosting Dancing with the Stars instead of Tyra.
Oh my God. She should be hosting Dancing with the Stars instead of Tyra. She's a dancer. I would love
that. Yeah. Okay. So after the competition, that's where Kara says she doesn't like anyone besides Jennifer. Ashley's really down on herself. Mm-hmm. There's not really much to say, I think, after the competition. The next morning, they're woken up really early, and Jay tells them they're going to Vegas.
Through a video message.
Which I'm always like, are these real? Like, are they actually watching Jay's message that I'm watching? Or is it post-production stuff?
I've wondered as well. They don't show them gathered around the screen or anything.
They were watching where the screen was supposed to be.
Okay.
But it always looks to me when they do this on the show that it's not really on the TV and that it's like something they added in post.
Hmm.
But they also like talk about how they're seeing Jay talking.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what else would they be watching if they're not actually watching Jay? So I really don't know the movie magic behind the scenes about this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now too, you've made me question everything. But
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, they're going to Vegas. They get there. They go to Cirque du Soleil Stadium.
Yay!
Are you a Cirque du Soleil fan, Alex?
Do you love the Jabberwockies? I go several times a year to the Cirque du Soleil. I've never seen them. No, it sounds really cool. Seems really cool.
I saw they came to Indianapolis when I interned at the Indy Star, and they brought an Avatar version of Cirque du Soleil, and
oh my God,
I'm not a fan of Avatar.
That's not fun. That's just annoying.
Yeah, but I went anyway because I got free tickets, and also my mom went to see Cirque du Soleil in Vegas and she really enjoyed it. So I thought she might enjoy this. I don't even know if she did enjoy it, but I mean, it was cool, I guess. I don't know. I'm just not very entertained by circus stuff.
It is circus
stuff. I mean, dancing. Yeah. I don't really get entertained by dancing
either. It's circus stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no animals. Like, I know I don't want there to be animals cause that's cruel, but I also I'm not interested if there's not animals. So it's like the circus has become irrelevant to me. Yeah. So, the photo shoot is, of course, posing with the Cirque du Soleil performers.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a group photo shoot. I don't know. I really don't have that
Mike
much
Rosenthal.
To say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fashion Witch photographer is there because that's who he is.
That's who he is.
And ever.
Yeah. He is Carrie D with the elephant nose photographer to me. That's what I remember him for. And I think it's because they always show that picture. Whenever they
he
say
he loves
he's...
a circus, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't he? Like, yeah.
I guess loves so. He also loves a weird concept. Like,
he
I
loves
guess.
Freaks.
Because every time, well, not every time they have him on, but a lot of times I feel like he's doing something that's kind of
abstract,
odd, or weird. And I'm just like, aren't you like
he's editorial.
A really good photographer? Why are you doing the weirdest, most cheesy shoots on America's Next Top Model? Yeah. Like, this one isn't really, but the fashion,
the
other, like,
that one.
Did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Did was that like the last slot where they like when they asked you to come on, they're like, oh, we only have 1 week available and it's we're shooting a fashion week shot.
Really,
and he just took
it. Anything you do, but
because no. I don't know why he would agree to that otherwise, but whatever.
Maybe that's why they were like, we need a photo shoot where they're running. And Mike Rosenthal was like, well, we need another element here. So
yes.
Can we add this fashion witch? Something. Yes.
He's always wanted to shoot Miss J, I guess. Oh, yeah. Maybe?
Of course. Who wouldn't?
But yeah, it's just kind of like a shoot where one person does bad in each group. Like Jennifer does bad in her group. Nicole does bad in her group. Mm-hmm. Ashley does bad in her group. Like it was, that was about all we got from this, I guess.
That's really what they did. Is they just called out the worst one in each group during the photo shoot.
Yeah. Basically, it was all over very quick. Done.
I mean, it's hard to.
We're back in LA.
I guess they didn't critique them as hard because they were in a group or something. I don't know. Just so that. Because I guess the last group after the photo shoot, when they get back, they're just really thrown off because Jay didn't say anything, especially Kara.
Yeah. Well, let's just go to panel. Okay. And our guest judge model that you mentioned earlier is Josie Maron. So
Josie Maron, because I thought, honestly, I thought they were going to get through all the modeling credits and be like, daughter of Mark Maron. They didn't.
Oh, yeah. No.
They didn't. It's not.
I don't think he has kids. Does he?
I don't think so. I think he's a sad, divorced man.
I was going to say, like, he seems like his the whole last thing. Person to
he's
have
got cats.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. He loves his cats.
He has cats.
Which I get. Okay, so first photo is the first group, which is Brittany, Jennifer, and Ray.
Yes.
So here's why I don't like group shots, I guess, just to preface this all, is that there were so many times where Tyra would say, there were so many good photos of two girls in the shot, but we had to choose this photo because third girl who was bad did so badly that there weren't any decent shots to pick of her. So we had to pick a shot where you guys didn't look as fabulous as you you actually performed. It's like, I want to see the most fabulous shot of everyone, you know? Yep.
It's really, why can't you just at least show us both? Like if this is the photo that you would say, we would have to pick this one. But hey, here's how really good they looked in the, like, that would have been so nice to be like, see how far you brought them down, you ass. But not really. They're not asses for doing that.
And it's weird because they'll show the worst photos of Jennifer. Like they were showing some photos where her eyes were completely closed and things like that. It's like, okay, well then show me the really good photos of Brittany that you have in your pocket.
Yeah, getting shortchanged here.
Yeah, because there's like so many times where I'm looking at this photo and I know they really didn't like Jennifer this week. And I was like, actually, I think Jennifer looks okay here.
Yep. Brittany looks a bit weird.
I think that's
her makeup.
Yeah, for me, I thought Ray was underwhelming. Like, I know that I liked it because her like her gaze is like piercing through all this hair. Mm-hmm. But I was like, but I want to see her other shots because I don't see enough of her right here.
Yes,
like,
you can't see her. All you can see is her hair and face. It's
yeah. Because for me, I really like Brittany's. I think Brittany looks very, very tall. First of all, like she looks like a giant. Mm-hmm. And I thought it had kind of like a. It reminds me of like a Greek goddess or something. You know.
Yes, it kind of is, but like a Medusa.
Yeah, because her hair is wild. Everyone's hair is wild, but hers looks especially bad.
I do hate the eyebrows they gave some of these girls.
Very dark, yes.
Just awful. I agreed with Bride of Frankenstein. That's what I thought when I saw it, and they said it, and I was like, yeah. But in a good way. I don't hate it. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. She's arching her back. She looks very long. But I like everyone in this photo pretty well. Ray's definitely my favorite, though, in this group shot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so let's just focus on Jennifer for a second because she's, as they say, the worst. And I really don't hate it. I mean, I think that the legs could have been stretched out longer.
Yes.
But, I mean, her dress looks pretty good. And I mean, I'm kind of like, ooh, I like the dress, you know?
Yes.
I want to buy it. So
I guess she does look small. Like, her arms and her face, like, she doesn't look little, but then when you do actually look at her body proportion, she is, like, sucking her torso back too, so it looks really tiny as well.
Yeah,
but she's just—I don't know. It's not a bad photo.
No. So one thing I just noticed is that these Cirque du Soleil performers,
yes,
are they have their masks in the back of their head,
so their butts are in the front. They got front butts. Yeah.
Until now, and now that's just kind of all I can look at.
I was looking at it. I was like, that person's knees are backwards. They're not supposed to be like that. And no. Because I was staring at it because at first I was like, is this guy, did he turn his head all the way around like an owl or her or they? And
yeah. Who
knows? Then I was like, wait a second. That's not what they're doing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So anyway, that's distracting.
Isn't that fun?
Okay. Yeah.
This was also probably the most boring Cirque du Soleil shot, too. Like, look at all of them. Oh. Just sitting on the ground. They're just standing there.
Yeah, they're not doing much. They're
not climbing on anything. No fun.
Oh, true. The next one's a lot more exciting.
Yes.
So next we have Laura, Ashley, and Kara. I mean, Laura.
Laura is that hit the fucking voice ball out of Laura? The park. Yes. This is one of Laura's best photos, I think.
Yeah. She looks like she's really feeling the music here.
Oh, yeah. I bet she gets down on the dance
floor. Oh, for sure.
We've talked about this before, I think. But yeah, she's a party. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think we have. But okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Partier girl. Okay. Right. Yeah, really love hers. Mm-hmm. Very bombshell. Yes.
God.
It's so weird. She doesn't have the bombshell personality for me, but then when she's like in photos, I'm like, oh yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Sex kitten. So yeah, I really like it. Her just like everything's really working for her.
It looks so good.
Her hair.
She was feeling it when she went in there too. She was like, I got this makeup that makes me look like a creature, and I love it. She was excited.
Ashley's is terrible.
It's so bad. It really looks like she just.
Just don't like that she is crouching, I guess, or just like it makes it her really look shorter, like, because she is like bending her legs.
It looks like she's about to pass out. Like, it looks like she's like,
yeah. Well, she looks very like sleepy in the face. Yes. And I was kind of like, did they just not do her makeup really well? Like, that's how I felt. It's like they really did not do a good job in Ashley's makeup, because she looked tired. I'm like, she shouldn't look that way. She should look very vibrant. Like, that's kind of on the makeup artist.
I think she had some of the worst styling and makeup of this shoot.
Well, she kept on trying to. Her dress was very like, well, yeah, it's kind of unfair that Kara and Laura have these short dresses on where they can move a lot, and Ashley gets this really long dress is kind of constricting, and she couldn't really do much with her legs.
She couldn't figure it out.
It was not great.
Yeah, Jay was like, knees together, so it gives a shape to the dress, but she did not.
Yeah,
this is not what we got here. But yeah, it's a sad photo. I thought Kara's was equally bad, though. So
you equally okay, because I actually didn't think Kara's was that bad.
I hate that stupid straight arm, and I just don't like Kara, so it's hard. Okay,
I can look past it. I think, well, what I'm happy about is I'm seeing her jawline for once.
Oh, you can see it from very far away.
Yeah, last episode, her facial features all went flat. This episode, I'm like, oh, good. I can finally see what makes you a unique beauty, which is your face.
Very true. She also looks very tall in comparison, I think, to the other girls, actually. It might just be, she just has, like, really long legs or something for a petite lass. I just don't. I think it's like, I don't like it.
They shot this photo from like below, so I feel like everyone looks taller. But yeah, I mean, not everyone, as we saw.
I think Laura just shines so much to me in this photo that I don't even care.
It's
about Ashley.
I think this is like Laura's week. I think she has the best photo out of everyone.
Solid. Yep.
These circus performers, like you said, are really working there.
Hell yeah.
Climbing up on that pole. So
yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. And this next one
next
too.
Photo. Yeah, oh! They look like little frogs.
It's amazing. And Nicole is under that person's butt. It's great.
Oh yeah. I was like, their crotch, but no, it's their butt. Yeah. Yep. Which honestly, maybe I'd feel more comfortable with.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. But also farts. So,
yep. Sunday, Nicole and Aaron are our third and final group.
Sunday certainly stole it.
I don't like this photo of Sunday.
I don't mind it at all. I agree it's probably not her best of her film, but she just looked...
Yeah, I wanted to see her other photos. I know. She said she had really good other photos.
I know, and Jay was like talking so highly of her during the shoot. I just want to know, but we'll never know. But I like it.
This photo, though.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I think she's just such a short lady. I give her props for not looking so dang short.
Yeah. I like her legs.
Yes, the legs. I like her legs.
But I feel like she looks like either she's water skiing.
Oh, yeah.
Or she's working out at the gym. Like the way she's holding her little... She does look like
a superhero water skiing. Yeah. Just like, no big deal. She looks
her
like,
legs look long. I think her torso looks kind of short here.
Her torso looks so short. I swear to God, this lady is so used to having a scarf on that, you know, that like that feeling of like scrunching up. Usually a scarf can take that like away from you. You don't have to do that with a scarf.
Yes.
On. Yeah. But here, I think we're getting some scarf scrunching.
Wow, scarf theory. I wasn't expecting that.
Yes.
I didn't notice that scarf wearers and non-scarf wearers were so different.
Yep, I will be a doctor. Held themselves so differently. America's Next Top Model one day. Okay.
That sounds like something a chiropractor would say, I feel like. Some like chiropractor science. Where they're like, scarf people are all, they're all scrunched up and I got it or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Nicole's like, they said your film wasn't good, but this is kind of an interesting photo. Like the neck is cool.
It is like, and Tyra's right, thank God she did it, because it is really neat. But the toes, it does make you sad when someone really could have made a solid photo for themselves just by pointing those toes.
I also think that like I don't like how I could see straight up her nostrils.
Yeah.
That wasn't my favorite, but so I mean, really, nothing here is working except for the neck for me, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just think it could have. Yeah, yeah. Pull the chin down a tiny bit, point the toes would have been gorgeous. Aaron's, she looks very. I thought intense.
Yeah, I mean, I thought hers was the best of this particular group, but I still think it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
So
I think she and Sunday are probably about the same in this photo for me, as far as all the bits and pieces.
They look like they're doing a synchronized dance.
They do. I know. I was like, that's what, God, there's too much symmetry in this photo. Yeah.
But Nicole is just doing her own thing. Very emblematic of the dance challenge.
Yes. I like how they mirrored the dancers. And Nicole was just like, let me just get under this butt.
Yeah. My butt shelter. So I don't know, this shoot was just kind of weird.
Kind of a womp womp a little bit, but I'll say my top three are definitely Laura, Ray, and Brittany.
I guess mine are Laura, Brittany, and I honestly don't know. I don't think I have a third person.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just don't think Jennifer and Kara are that bad, so.
They're not that bad.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer's not that bad. I really don't like Kara's. Yeah. I think it's because when I zoom in on Kara's, it gets worse. I'm just like, eh.
Mm-hmm. But worst is definitely Ashley, I think.
It's rough.
I think that's
pretty obvious.
I
don't like the feel. It's upsetting. Makes me think of Trainspotting.
So I really did feel like this was the best bottom two, though, for the week, being Ashley and Kara, based on feedback and based on just like general performance, like week to week to week. I was like, yes, this is the bottom two that we deserve.
This was a reasonable one, yeah.
And as much as I was warming up to Ashley's personality, I think that she is just not a model, and I was fine with her going this episode. She really was chosen by Tyra, seeing her in the audience of the Tyra Banks show, because she thought that she had potential, and she just wasn't a model. You know, she looks like a model.
Tyra does
not,
this to people.
She's not a model, so it just wasn't her destiny to model. You know, and besides being a dancer, she is actually a singer. So that's her like kind of post-show career.
Well, shit, she was probably so psyched to see Lil Mama.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, I really recommend looking up Ashley's music videos because I think she might be my favorite singer of like any contestant who had a singing career after this. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that's like a really amazing singer. Can you? I'm like trying to rack my brains for like someone who's great at singing.
The tones from Lisa's voice just lull me into a slumber.
Ashley is way better than Lisa.
I'm joking.
I will 100% say that. Well, I mean, like Lisa has like a star power, one could say.
Yes.
Like her music video in Cycle 17 is good.
It's killer, but it's not like her voice is, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome. More her.
It's a recording artist's voice. It's whatever.
Yeah, but Ashley really has a good voice.
Nice.
So I recommend looking up her stuff. She's still doing it.
Cool.
So give her a view on YouTube, I guess. And she really didn't do much modeling after, and I was just like, yeah, that makes sense. That
good.
Tracks.
Walk away from it. Stop letting Tyra get in your brain. Tyra's like, we just need to erase the dancer. That's all. Okay. So just go
Ashley
do that.
Such,
okay.
She had a good first photo. And then literally every photo after that, it was just not, she
you
never
just,
measured up to her
you
first
wanna
photo.
You want to keep her around so bad because in person, she looks so good. Like her face is just so, the bone structure is just magnificent. Gorgeous lady. Gorgeous lady.
Yeah. She is. Still is. Yep. Look her up. Oh, actually, she changed her name. So do not look up Ashley. Look up Laurel Howard.
Hell
that's,
yeah.
Oh, what she goes by now.
Not
so,
Laurel. It's Laurel.
Pretty sure it's Laurel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's spelled
it's
like
not spelled like
L.
Laurel. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So look up Laurel Howard and go support her.
Yeah.
We like her. Okay. So next week we have Ghosties and we have the Ninja Warriors shoot, I believe. So,
why don't I remember that?
Because it's really random. It's like super, super random.
Like the other reality TV show, Ninja Warrior.
No, they just dress like ninjas. I don't know.
Alrighty.
They seriously like they have them pick out different weapons, and you don't remember this at all.
Remember this? I am so excited. Okay.
Yeah, well, get ready for it. It's a forgettable shoot. Oh, okay. Maybe this will help remind you. They have like three different photos of them they stitch together. Do you remember that?
They stitch them together? Okay. Like three side-by-side photos?
Yeah, it's like three photos of them that they combine into one photo.
For each individual girl?
Yes.
Very weird. All right, exciting. So, can't wait.
Yeah,
and I might watch this one early. Might go ahead and watch it tonight just so I can see what the hell you're talking
about.
Yeah,
do it. I think I hope I'm not wrong and that it's not actually next week.
I would love that if you're just
definitely
Ghosties.
Yeah. Well, I've done that before. So
I would love it if we made it a theme. Continued doing it. Yeah, just
love that.
Just incorrectly saying what we're gonna do. Next week. No, it's great. I think you're right.
That's what good hosts do.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys. Goodbye.
Holla. Goodbye.